Me paro. Salí sur fuego es. Pina recounts a tragedy of epic proportions, respect to the burning of 24 cartloads of the Gemara in the year 1242 in France by the Notre Dame Cathedral. For the printing press, the estimate of 12,000 perhaps volumes of the Gemara were destroyed, along with notes that different Tosfos never to be regained. So not at all that was lost then was, I guess, Jews witnessing this probably thought it was over. Once they foretold God forbid his burn to be even more, and it's hard to accept, it's hard to come to grips with it. What they witnessed and went through was like a Chomer Beis HaMikdash. So if it's just another tragedy, even on such grand proportions, there are many tragedies throughout our history, but they don't necessarily make it into the kinos. So somehow it's associated with the Korban and meant to teach us a lesson. So you have to look in and try to understand where did this come from? Why did this happen? So on a simple level, there was a Russia apostate, right? A Jew named Nicholas Dunin, who had access to grind and wanted to make his way up in the echelons of the church. So he took it upon himself to have many Jews either convert or die, and also to have this horrible burning of all the Gemaras. Set up the debate, etc. Anyway, he was successful in the end, even though his own end was quite horrific. He himself was burned at the stake by a church, neither can be done. So on a simple level, you could say, okay, that's where it came from, but there are many historians and others who say it really take one step back. There was another burning of a monumental Jewish text of the Rambam, not shortly there prior. It wasn't brought about by an apostate who was up in arms against the Rambam. It was brought about by Chacham, pious Jews who did not agree with what a lot of or some of what the Rambam wrote to ban it. And ultimately it got to the point where someone went to the church and tried to say it was apocryphal. And so they accomplished the same thing that Nicholas Dunin accomplished by having cartloads of the Rambam burned in the same place that the article goes. Now, they had imagined that that precedent would lead to the destruction of 12,000 volumes of the Gemara, 24 cartloads. No, I can't imagine that if someone had told them that by your setting this standard, setting this idea of burning these Jewish texts, that this all would happen, I don't think they would have gone ahead with the plan over there. No. But what it tells us and shows us is that if we don't understand and get it into our heads and our hearts that we're all on the same team. It's true. And we've heard this today because obviously the reason why we've heard so many people speak with us today is because it's clearly the message we all need to get. And Hashem is sending us, I assume, in our lifetime, in my lifetime, I've never felt such sinah and fear of where Klal Yisrael is going in Eretz Yisrael. It's not a matter of taking sides, who's right, who's wrong. Is there an element, of course, who does want his people, who does want a war against HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Torah? Yes, there is. There certainly is, unfortunately. And I'm not dealing with them. Hashem will deal with them. Too many of us get caught up in this machlokes, this horrible, horrible division, and we stop knowing that we are on the same team. We are on the team of Hashem. We are on the team of Torah and Yiddishkeit. And Torah and goodness and everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to. We're on the same team. With different roles, perhaps, different ideas, perhaps. We're on the same team. We don't have this hatred. You know, I remember after October 7th and, Caruso and other people. And in the aftermath of that tragedy, the feeling in this country of unity and hope was unreal. People were all saying, okay, we cannot let this go. No matter what, we can't let this go. We can't let this go. We don't. And I'm talking about every single faction of this country. All together, no one would have thought of publishing something in a newspaper or a blogger or writing something negative. It didn't happen. It was gone. And I remember people from America asking me, what's going on in Israel? How are you? What's... And I explained to them, you know what? As horrific as October 7th was, I can't explain to you the feeling that is so pervasive in our country now of this unity, not seeing our differences. You can't ever say something is worth it, but I can say that the good that came from it was so powerful. And we said, can't let it go. But we did. You look at history, you look at Tanakh, and you ask yourself, what on earth? Why did we keep making the same mistake over and over and over again? Didn't they get it? Didn't they realize? And then we look at ourselves and say, what are the difference? What's different? Before, like I already said, we know the reason why simply this is not bad. There's nowhere we go. We know it. It's not mystery to us. So we say, okay, every day, believe us, Hashem's going to come, sit on the floor, keynote, say, I want it. Really want it. It's a piece of Yeshua, like Rick said. Really want it. So, that's that wrong. Wants something. The kid comes to you and says, I really want this toy, I really want this thing, I really want. Say, you really want it? Pay for it? No. Don't want. Are we going to pay for it? Are we going to pay for it? We want the Shia? I'm going to pay for it. How do you pay for it? I don't know. We try. For sure, one of the spring tries. This is the cream of the crop, I have to tell you. So how to pay for it? So I just thought to myself, because I'm over here sometimes, and people be talking, like I already mentioned, someone sends an article, maybe if we don't read every article, we don't read every news report, and God forbid, don't read the bloggers, don't listen to the podcasters. Unfortunately, many just have chips on their shoulders or just have an alternative agenda for themselves. If it's negative, don't read. Don't bring it to your mind. Don't bring it to your heart. I have to. You don't have to know. You don't have to know why this person thinks this about that. You don't have to know. You want to know? Come to the right place. If you have a question about something, go read the news. Come to the right. They'll give you clear guidance. Maybe that's a payment. Like curiosity. I pay my curiosity, actually. Something. Something. And just one thing I thought also, we'll say sinas chinam. Maybe we'll play an word with sinas chinam. We come to hate even the good things. Why can't we try to find something good? Yes, there could be things that are not so good, that's true. But even are amazing. There's always something good to find. So we've heard it a lot today. It certainly is something that Hashem wants us to bring into our hearts, bring into our minds. We're definitely almost there. We really are. All the world events, everything happening, it's another coming to life in front of our eyes. We have to do our part. And always on Tisha B'Av, I come back in my ears what I hear about tefillah. Sorry about tefillah that we have. About tefillah. But on the other run, there's a tefillah that we say, an apex, a high point. Avinu Malkeinu Zechor HaMelech HaKadosh Ka'ascha L'chali. And have a list of things that torment our lives, that bring such sadness to our lives. We list them off. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please get rid of them. Dever, Cherev, Ra'av, Shvi, Mashchis, Avav, Magefa, Pedera, Kol Matala, Kol Takala, Kol Kitata, Kol Mnei Paranios, Kol Gezerah. What else could there be? What is the top? What is the most important thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu get rid of? What else could there be? Sinas Chinam. Me'alenu. Ve'akol b'nei b'secha. That's the top. That's the most important thing. Everything else, I mean, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you got rid of all those things. That would be fantastic. No, not. Sinas Hashem, please remove it from all of us. Kol b'nei b'secha. We're all part of your bris. We all want to be your own son. We want you to have the covenant you deserve in this world, which is unfortunately lacking so much. Might be very soon. Amen.